The Clement Manyathela Show on 702. Live from the Sandton Convention Center at the Black Industrialist and Exporters Conference.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. We just spoke to Molefe Fani, the Acting Chief Procurement Officer at the National Treasury. Yeah, it's really interesting that they are still struggling to find out what the problem is when it comes to government institutions failing to pay businesses on time. Right? So these small, especially small businesses that don't have large capital to sustain themselves while they wait for government to pay, what is so difficult about paying businesses within the stipulated 30-day period? I want to now bring in Malebo Mabitsi Thompson, who's the Deputy Director General for Industrial Finance at the Department of Trade, at the DTIC, and we'll talk about just the progress that's been made when it comes to this Black Industrialist policy. Malebo, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I will give you the earphones shortly so you can hear me clearly. There we go. Thank you for making time. Are you well?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
So what progress have we seen as the department since the establishment of this Black Industrialist policy?
I'm sure you can recall it was back in 2005 when we launched the Black Industrialist Program, and most of the programs, the support programs, came into play in 2026. At that time, there was a target that was set that we will develop Black industrialists to the tune of 100, and then we will incrementally work with a number of Black businesses to help them develop into Black industrialists. So from that time until now, we've worked with a number of businesses across various sectors, beyond just the industrial sectors, to include the creative industries. And we are now standing at just over 1,000 entrepreneurs that have received support one way or the other from the DTIC and DTIC stable of agencies, your IDC, NEF, and a number of the charters that are also quite important that help with broadening Black participation in the economy. As you could see yourself in the hall, we've brought almost 1,000 Black industrialists in there. They range from auto component manufacturers. Some of them now are supplying your Mercedes-Benz, your Toyotas, your VWs, big OEMs in the economy. We've brought people that are feeding South Africa. Makamisa, I'm sure as you're walking around the stands, you will see some of them. I'll try not to mention any of them, because by not mentioning one and then mentioning the other, I'm going to run myself into trouble. Yeah.
I spoke to Ashley Collette, actually, this stand over here, who is with VM Automotive.
Yeah.
They got funding from the IDC to start their plant in East London, and they're manufacturing these vehicle parts called legs. And look at them now, right? So let's talk about jobs that have been created.
Yeah.
So you're talking about almost 1,000 of these Black entrepreneurs that were assisted, who got funding in one way or the other. In terms of job creation, how many are we looking at since the establishment of this policy?
Taking into account all the support programs that we've put in place, we're talking about just over 120,000 people that are being supported, their livelihoods are supported, who are working for Black industrialists, over 120,000 people whose livelihoods is supported by Black industrialists. And you haven't asked me yet, but I think it is important that we also note that these are big companies. They are exporting everywhere in the world, from Europe to the US other parts of the African continent. In many ways, they are beginning to carry our economy where it matters most. And it is this mix of creating an economy that is more inclusive, that we believe therein lies the secret for us to have an economy that will grow. So it's important that in the way that we develop our policies, that all entrepreneurial energy is harnessed so that we can make sure that our economy includes as many people as possible, but more importantly, that as many people as possible can lay claim to what is happening. And I'm glad 702 is here, because when we launched the Black Industrialist program, it was one of the initial stations we had to go to explain what this was about. And at that time, I don't know, maybe other media, there was this thing that there's a list that this may be part of a big thing that is going to undermine the work that government is doing. But look at it today, that when we put our heads down and we do the right thing, the economy will definitely grow. And I'm very encouraged from seeing all these Black industrialists when we were told at the beginning that it can be done.
Yeah, it's really, really is encouraging. But I guess what's also discouraging is just the environment right now and where it is. I mean, I was talking to Molefe Fani from Treasury about the failure to pay businesses on time.
Absolutely.
These are Black industrialists. You're killing their businesses when you're not paying them on time. They're dealing with load shedding that is killing their businesses. So the environment, yes, you can celebrate the successes they've made, but what's discouraging is that some of them are going out of business because they can't sustain. So how do we create the right environment, not just through government paying them on time, but through ensuring that we fix our energy crisis? And I don't know how much of it the president touched on in there when he addressed you guys.
He actually did speak to it, because the energy situation is affecting all businesses in the economy, and it is receiving the attention that it must receive. Because without energy, we can't industrialize, we can't talk about businesses. And indeed, it's those that are most vulnerable, the startups, the small ones, that are more likely to go under. We are watching it quite carefully, looking at some of the feedback that we are receiving from business, and shouting to the rooftops things should be done to help, particularly even small businesses who are struggling through this time. It's a number of various things that companies are going through. The global economy, where it is standing now, for those Black entrepreneurs who's built their business case on exporting, all of those challenges are also some of the challenges that we are trying to work with our businesses through. We are glad they are in business. I think it is an important acknowledgement which this conference is trying to put across, that we can build an economy that is inclusive and that can grow. And, you know, these are the seeds of an inclusive economy that we want to see. And I am mindful that the challenges are real and they must be sorted out.
Otherwise, we're going to kill these seeds that we are seeing here. Let's hope that's going to be resolved very soon. Thank you for making time. Malebo Mabichi Thompson is the Deputy Director General for Industrial Finance at the DTIC.